A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yevamos Mem Dalet, Yevamos 44a, pagination is 87. We'll start from the facing page, two lines up from the bottom. So we're on Mem Gimel Amud Beis 43b, pagination 86. Mishaya Nasri Lishtei Noshim, a person was married to two women, Umeis, and he died without children, and he has a living brother. Biasa O chalitzasa shal achas mehen poteres tzarasa. The bia, the act of intimacy as in yibum, or chalitza, the rejection ceremony, with one of the wives will absolve the co-wife of the relationship, and the second wife does not require neither yibum nor chalitza. And in fact, yibum or chalitza would be inappropriate. The Gemara on today's daf explains why, and it might be helpful to give a quick overview of the four possibilities which the Gemara wishes to address. Number one, if you have two wives coming from the deceased husband, why don't you do yibum on both? Or, why don't you do chalitza on both? Or, why don't you do chalitza on one and then yibum on the other? Or the reverse, do yibum first and then chalitza. And the fundamental principle that's going to be presented based on four different psukim is that we only do one act, either yibum or chalitza, but we don't do anything else for the second wife. And it's unnecessary. The Pasuk in Parshas Kisetze, towards the end of the Parsha, describes the case of Yibum. A person dies, he has a brother from his father, and he's leaving a widow, or more than one widow, without children. The Pasuk says, Yevama Yavo Aleha, the brother-in-law will come upon her, he will be taking her as a wife, and he will do the act of yibum. Perek Chaf Hei, Pasuk Zayin, v'im lo yachpo tzaish, if he doesn't want to, then they should go ahead and do chalitza. And from here we learn one of the items that we need to keep track of, that the concept of chalitza is only if you could have done yibum. It's a choice. I'm doing yibum, or I'm choosing not to do yibum, so I'm doing chalitza. But any case that yibum would be inappropriate, because it's already been done, you've done one yibum, then chalitza is not going to be necessary. The case that chalitza is necessary is either if yibum cannot be done simply because of a low-level isser, such as a drabanan, we're going to still require that you do chalitza, because biblically there's a zika, there's a bond. Or if he's choosing not to do it, not to do yibum, then he has to do chalitza. But as we'll describe in a moment, there are cases where yibum cannot be done either because it's prohibited or because you already did one yibum, and we'll see in a moment you can't do two, then chalitza is also going to be inappropriate. The pasuk continues and tells us that she will remove his shoe from his foot, she'll spit before him, and the declaration will be, Kacha ye'yasa lo'ish, so will be done to the man, asher lo yivne es beis achiv, who will not build the home of his brother. So we see that was being asked of him was to build the home, singular, of his brother. And finally, v'nikra shmo b'Yisrael, it shall be declared a place in the Jewish people, Beis Chalutz HaNoal, singular, the house, the home of the Chalitza, singular, which tells us that you're not going to do two chalitzos from the same marriage. Based on these psukim, let's see the Gemara. And again, we're explaining the Mishnah, which stated that if there are two wives coming off the deceased husband's marriage, the living brother is only going to do either Yibam or Chalitza only to one of them. Says the Gemara about a quarter of the way down on the page. Misha Hayanasi, the man, was married to two women and he died. Asks the Gemara, V'niyabim l'tarvayu, why can't you do Yibam to both? Amar Avchia Baraba, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Amar Kra. This is the pasuk we did in our overview. Asher lo yivne es beis achiv. He does not build the house of his brother. That's what was expected of him. By yis echod hubona, we only expected of him to build one. Ve'ein bona shtei batim. He's not allowed to build two. That's not the mitzvah, and that's not what he's allowed to do. V'nachlots l'tarvayu, the Gemara continues, the other possibility, maybe he should do chalitza to both of the wives. Amar mazutra bar tov yamakra, beis chalutz hana'al, singular, the place of the chalitza, bayis echad chalutz ve'en chalutz shtebatim, he should do one home, referring to the wife that is the home, and he should not do two. Now, based on the beis that you'll see in the Gemara, we jump over to the margin where the Bach tells us the third possibility. The Bach tells us, V'nachlutz l'choda v'niyabim l'choda. Maybe you should do chalitza first to one and then do yibam to the second. Omar Krod, there's a pasuk to address that as well. Asher lo yivne. He does not build. Kevan shelo bona shuv lo yivne. Once he chose not to build, that's it. He chose not to build. And by chalitza, he's choosing not to build. And after that, there's no place for yibum. He's already chosen not to build. And the reverse possibility, the Gemara continues, Unayabim l'choda v'nachlutz l'choda. What about doing yibum on one and then doing chalitza? Amakra, the pasuk addresses that case as well. Im lo yachputz, if he doesn't want to do yibum, then he should do chalitza. Ha-chofetz yabeim. But if he wants, he should be able to do yibum. The case of chalitza is a case where theoretically he could do yibum. Kala ola liyibum ola la chalitza. Any case that the person could have done yibum, that's the case where chalitza is applicable. But kol she'en ola liyibum, if you're not allowed to do yibum, and this is a case where you can't do yibum because we just told you you can't do a second yibum, one yibum and that's it. So therefore, once one yibum was done, it's going to be inappropriate to do another act, meaning the chalitza either, ein ola la chalitza, and she does not have chalitza relevant to her. So again, the Gemara very specifically goes through the different cases and supports what the Mishnah told us, that when two women are coming off this yibum potential marriage, the living brother will do an act, either yibum or chalitza, with one of them, and through that will absolve the other wives. Yeshe koach, thank you for joining.